This is Actualize Freedom, straight talk on growing clicks and conversions on Amazon FBA from people doing it every day. Now here's your host, digital marketing acrobat, Danny Kenji Carlson.
All right, what is up, guys? Danny Carlson here with the Actualize Freedom podcast. And this one is super important. If you're doing anything with Facebook Messenger for your product launches or for ranking campaigns or anything like that, you're going to need to be compliant with the new Messenger updates. And we have here a previous guest of the podcast, Michelle Barnum-Smith, who is known as one of the leading experts in Messenger marketing, specifically for Amazon FBA. And a lot of people, they are, you know, they've heard about these updates. It gets a little bit technical and everything like that. So maybe that's a good place to start. Like, what does this really mean in layman's terms for an Amazon seller who is going to be doing some Facebook Messenger marketing?
Hey guys, Michelle here. Thanks for having me on, Danny. So this is obviously a really important topic. The Messenger changes have been threatened since last September. And the original deadline was January 15th. And now the deadline is March 4th, which is shortly to be upon us. And so even though people are kind of like freaking out, thinking like the end is here for chat messaging, you know, using Messenger and chatbots, not at all. Basically, like what all the changes roll up to mean is that you're going to be paying to send messages to your subscribers. If you want to send a promotional message to your subscribers, you're going to pay for it. And that's just the Facebook way. Really, you know, they're the ultimate drug lord. They get you addicted to their offerings and then they start charging you for it. That's really how it goes. So previous to now, you could send basically a promotional message, not necessarily that you should, but that you could send a promotional message to any subscriber on your list at any time. And now Facebook is basically kind of like cutting that off and saying, hey, if you're going to send a promotional message, you're going to pay for it. So that's really kind of the bottom line. There's a lot of other kind of like things that you need to know and kind of technical aspects on how to implement these kinds of changes. But bottom line is pay to play now.
Yeah. And so what does that really mean as far as pay to play? Like, are we talking, let's say that you're a smaller brand that has 1,000 Messenger subscribers, and then maybe let's contrast that with a brand that has 10,000 subscribers. Like, how much are these brands going to be paying to send out one message to their subscribers at this point, like one of these paid messages?
Right. So, well, let's back up a step and think first, like what you're wanting to accomplish. I don't think it's necessarily about the number of subscribers you have on your list as much as it is about what you're trying to accomplish. If you're running a rebate campaign and you want to send out an offer, you know, where you're making like, you know, 5 to 20 sales a day, you're probably not going to be sending out a promotional message to 10,000 of your subscribers, either before or after these changes, right? So I had a seller I was talking to today where he was sending out a rebate offer to 1,500 people on his list, and he paid like $10 to do that. So the average cost per send is about 3 cents per subscriber.
Okay. So yeah, it's not super, super expensive we're talking about here. And just in your opinion, do you think that this is really going to change the messaging platform a whole lot from a consumer's perspective? Like, I mean, a problem that Facebook is trying to avoid, obviously, is their users getting spammed by us, you know, marketers, just destroying the system, right? So obviously,
thanks,
this is going to reduce the amount
of
messages. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys, you listeners. You guys are ruining it for everybody.
Quit listening to what we're saying. Quit doing the things that we tell you to do.
But, I mean, do you think it's possible that it might keep Messenger marketing as an even more effective tool for the brands that are willing to go through the process of sending only very targeted messages that they're paying for and that it's not going to end up spamming people's inboxes and stuff like that?
Oh, totally. I mean, basically this is weeding out the people who are unwilling to, you know, to pay to play. And you think about the Facebook newsfeed, you know, when the algorithms kind of shifted a few years ago, prior to that, if somebody was a fan of your page, if they liked your page, their content would, your, you know, the business content would show up in your newsfeed pretty much constantly. And what the algorithm figured out is that people didn't want to see it. They didn't want to see, you know, just have that endless barrage. They wanted to see what their friend's dog was doing, not what your business was wanting to pitch them. And so when Facebook shifted the algorithm so that businesses didn't just have a free rein on a newsfeed just because you posted something and then all of your followers would see it, it shifted to the boosted post model, right? And that doesn't guarantee, just like that, that doesn't guarantee that all of your followers and all of your fans will see your post in their newsfeed, but it's going to raise up that visibility. And you see brands all the time who post, you know, just hoping organically that you know, people will see their content. And it's just not going to be the case. Like, Facebook is going to reward two things. They're going to reward engagement. Like, if your content is super engaging and people, you know, respond and they like and they share and they comment, then Facebook's going to reward that. The other thing that Facebook cares about is money. So if you're going to pay to get your content in front of people, then they're going to reward that.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. And you're totally right about people's attention. Everyone is on Facebook to look at their friend's dog. So maybe if you have an e-commerce company about dogs, then you should run some Facebook ads getting you to buy some stuff for your friend's dog, or, you know, just probably a good tactic to get that thing going. Let's just lay it out for people who, I don't want to get too much into the really technical side of things. You guys can easily find that, you know, on ManyChat's blog. They have, you know, they'll explain very well and very easily, you know, what you have to do with the tags and everything like that. But for someone who, they either have the Messenger marketing set up right now and they don't really understand the technicalities of it, or they're considering getting Messenger marketing set up for their Amazon business, what would you recommend to them? What should they go about doing, getting a contractor to go through and fix everything? Or should they explain some certain things to a contractor or someone on Upwork that they're getting to do this, one of their team members maybe?
So the first thing that you need to understand is basically when and how you can run promotional messages. And the first, and kind of like the reality is that the majority of the time you're going to be paying to send promotional messages. And if that's the case, then setting one up and sending it out is not any different than probably like what you're doing with like a Facebook ad based messenger bot. You're building the flow. And if you have, you're building the flow and then you're basically, you know, assigning an ad to it, but instead of it being like an ad, like a newsfeed ad, it shows up as a messenger ad, i.e. it shows up in somebody's messenger account as like a message. So that experience isn't overly different or difficult to figure out. The biggest thing that people need to pay attention to is if they have current flows that you're using, maybe like a product insert style flow, or maybe like a go-to rebate flow that you've just been leaving on forever and turning on and off at the Facebook ad campaign level. If you're asking and following up for reviews, Facebook does consider asking for reviews to be promotional content. And so it's really important to update your flows, kind of like two steps to update your flows there. First, you need to follow up with people in asking about how their order, if they've received their order, basically like what we call kind of like a post-purchase update. And when you do that, you're able to use one of the very special four tags that Messenger has like, you know, anointed as permission for that, you know, for that, that message to get sent outside of like a 24-hour engagement window. And so as long as you're asking like, hey, how's your order? And you're not just jumping straight into the review. You say, hey, did you receive your order? They say yes, then ask how they liked it. If they like it, ask for that review. You know, if they don't like it, send them to customer service. But it's really important to ask how they're, you know, if they've received the order first so that you can use the post-purchase update tag to guarantee that message is going to be sent. So you can have, yes, you could have a VA go through it, but ManyChat has actually made it really easy to, they basically have kind of like this ongoing audit. If you log into your ManyChat dashboard, there's going to be like a big red box that'll tell you what percentage of your flows are just like not going to send after the March 4th deadline. You know, and if you're an admin to an account, you probably have been receiving emails about certain account, you know, your account. I have like a million accounts that I've been admin in. And so I've got like just a junk folder full of like, warning, these flows are not going to work after March 4th, you know, or that kind of a thing. And what's cool about it is that you can just click on that red box and it'll take you directly to the flow where you can, it'll show you kind of the offending message and basically have you update the tag. And pretty much the majority of the time, you're just going to use the other tag. But if it is right before asking for a review, use the post-purchase update tag.
Okay, so from the sounds of it, this is something that is pretty layman. Like someone could go in there, not really with any knowledge of what's going on, into ManyChat, and then go and make everything compliant within, let's say, half an hour. Does that sound about right? If there's not too many flows
like
around there,
like in 30 seconds, like it really doesn't take that long. If you're if you're gonna hire somebody on Upwork, you know, don't hire from, if they say it's gonna take 4 hours, don't believe them. That being said, I do think it's important to make sure that your flows are structured correctly and that you're not, you know, for example, like obviously in a rebate flow, there's lots of different steps that you're having people do, and you're not going to ask for the review the second they've made their purchase, right? That's not going to work as an Amazon seller to receive a review right after purchase. You're going to need to have that 3 to 10 day window for somebody to receive the product, start using it, have an experience with it, so that when you follow up with them, they can give you feedback on your product, right? And so it's really important to have that delay timer between your, you know, the main portion of your flow where you're helping them to actually purchase your product, and then the follow-up portion of the flow where you're following up for a review. And just make sure that the right tags are in place there. Just like rewind 5 minutes and just listen to everything I say about post-purchase updates and you should be good.
Yeah. So I guess the way to get around this that a lot of people have figured out is to just send some kind of order update to the user, because that's okay as far as Facebook Messenger's new updates are concerned. And then if they interact with that message, then you can then send them a follow-up message about a review, for example. Is that what you'd recommend? It's kind of a way to get around sending a sponsored message for every review request?
Yeah, and that you can't. So there's some deliverability requirements that Facebook has for paid messages. They say that they want you to send messages to at least 1,000 subscribers to guarantee deliverability. If you're trying to send like onesie twosie paid message updates, asking for reviews, the likelihood that those are going to get sent and actually occur is pretty low. Extremely low. So I would say that we're not trying to get around anything. This is just good business practice. Like you think of the consumer experience, like what business shouldn't be following up on your order with them and seeing how it went. I'm actually surprised that I don't get more emails from, you know, not just Amazon sellers that I buy from, but like just, you know, normal Shopify sites where it's just like, don't you want to know how it went for me? Like, don't you care about my feelings? So I just think it's good business behavior to check in on your customers and see how they're doing. Make sure they received the order first and foremost, and then make sure that they had a positive experience. And if they didn't, you need to fix your crap, you know?
That's good. I love how you just stealthily put in good business behavior when all the marketers are thinking, how do I get around this thing? And so it's, no, it's not about sneakily getting around anything. It's about actually having good business behavior in the first place. I like the way you think on that.
Well, just know that I'm a very good marketer and I'm very good at copy and spinning the message for what. So yes, of course I'm getting around it, but it is good business behavior.
the master copywriter, Michelle. Awesome, Michelle. So going forward here, other than what we just talked about, it sounds like this is not that big of a thing really for people to deal with. They're going to have to make it some changes in what they're currently doing. And going forward, there's going to be some small changes in what they're doing. Is there anything else you'd really recommend that people pay attention to? Any like new emerging strategies that are coming out because of this, or maybe old ones that used to be popular, but they just cannot do anymore? Anything like that?
So ManyChat is such a great platform because like when Messenger bobs, ManyChat weaves, you know, like they're just like, okay, what do we got to do? What do we got to do to adapt, you know? And I love them for it. So one of the things that they have done is actually expand the things that you can do with your subscribers. So instead of just using ManyChat as a messenger marketing platform, you can now use ManyChat as an omni-channel marketing platform, meaning, you know, you can send emails directly from ManyChat. You can send SMS texts directly from ManyChat. And so what this means for your promotions is basically, you know, from a cost perspective, I have a lot of sellers who just feel really comfortable running Facebook ads using chatbots. They don't go back to their subscribers ever. And that's fine if you want to do that. But just know that you're going to be paying about $1 to $3 per subscriber. And depending on whether you're using a coupon code call to action, which usually gets like a 75% completion rate, or a rebate call to action, which usually gets a 25% completion rate, you know, then you have to figure out what your cost per completed, you know, what your cost per conversion is. So if it starts out at like $1 to $3 per subscriber, then you've got to do the math on that. If you want to go back to your subscribers and send them, like paid or sponsored messages, those are going to cost about 3 cents per subscriber to send to. If you want to send an email through ManyChat and even like structure like an omni-channel integrated campaign, meaning, you know, if you can send a message for free to your subscribers, i.e. they're within a 24-hour engagement window, you can do that. And then if you're not, if your subscribers are not within that window, it'll trigger an email to be sent. And emails right now through Messenger cost like 0.001 cents per subscriber. You know, now the open rate and the click-through rates are what they are with email. So you have to kind of factor that into, you know, what you're looking at. I always recommend that you baseline for your own subscribers. But then the really cool thing is that ManyChat now it has like SMS functionality. So you can send, you know, if you're capturing people's phone number, if you're running rebate campaigns, you should absolutely be capturing people's phone number as part of their rebate submission. And then, you know, for future campaigns, integrate SMS offers as well, because with ManyChat, those are costing like 1 cent right now. So SMS texts are like the cheapest, of all of the options, right? And you can, and it sees just as good of open rate and click-through rate as Messenger has, like that 90% open rate, that 60 to 80% click-through rate. And what's cool about it, because they're ManyChat based, they can all like trigger the same flow and go take somebody back into Messenger, start that conversation window open again, and everything else just happens like normal. So some really cool tech that's coming. Also, one key thing that was announced in January when the date was pushed back by Facebook was the like one-time notification function was announced. And this basically in theory, the idea is that if somebody wants to keep getting updates about like, hey, like my stock price is going up, I want to get that update on hearing when my stock goes up or goes down, you know, that kind of a thing. Or a house in my neighborhood is up for sale, or you're running a really great deal. Like you're giving people the opportunity, your subscribers, the opportunity to like subscribe for like a one-time notification. And basically I just got added to like a super secret ManyChat beta that I'm under NDA that I can't even talk about like what's going on with it, but it's all about beta testing this feature with ManyChat and Messenger. So super, super cool things are coming. I just can't talk about them quite yet.
Awesome, Michelle. Well, hopefully that really cleared things up for those of you who are interested in using Facebook Messenger for your Amazon business. And if people want to stay up to date with, you know, that new beta feature that you're working on right now, or any of your other updates, where's the best place for them to follow you or reach out to you online?
Yeah, so you can reach, I mean, you can see any and all of my trainings at amzmessengerbotclub.com. You can also just Google my name, Michelle Barnum Smith. And if you really want to go deep on the technical changes that are coming to Messenger, I did an hour and a half webinar on all the tags, what the 24 plus one rule is, all of the things that we didn't get into tonight because they're a little bit more technical than we wanted to get into. You can find that on my YouTube channel. Just search my name in YouTube and you should be able to find that. Or I suppose we could put it in the show notes, Danny. We probably put that link in the show
notes. It will indeed be in the show notes. For those of you who cannot remember URLs just listening to podcasts. I know I listen to my podcast on 2x speed, so it is very difficult to remember all the URLs. But you can find those on actualizedfreedom.com as always. And thank you for your time, Michelle. Super valuable for the audience. And for those of you who have not left a review already, please leave a review on iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. 5-star reviews are always appreciated. 1-star reviews make me cry. You guys know that. I say that every single time, and it's true. It makes me really sad when I see that 1-star review. So 5-star reviews for the actual.
Don't be a podcast. Jerk. Yeah. Danny's awesome.
You heard it. You heard it, guys. Until next time, kick some ass.
For show notes and resources mentioned in this episode, visit KenjiROI.com.